Nearly 100 biodiesel leaders from across the country were on Capitol Hill this week to talk with lawmakers about reinstating the biodiesel tax incentive this year. Greg Anderson is a soybean farmer from Nebraska who serves on the National Biodiesel Board.
Well, currently we're working toward getting it reinstated. Congress has actually dropped the ball 4 out of the last 6 years, allowing it to expire the last time, December of 2014. So we've marched through 2015 without the tax incentive. We're very confident that it will be reinstated. We'd like to see it, and the talk is perhaps maybe even for 2 years, retroactive for 2015 and then extended to 2016. It's very important to put that in because it levels the playing field. We know that oil is subsidized and biodiesel is a very young industry, so to speak, when compared to oil. It's been around for 100 years. And so we see that it gives incentive and maybe confidence to especially the plants who are out there, have the production capacity, want to make new hires, provide great jobs, and also energy independence, and we're kind of lacking when it's not in place. So we're working hard, and we look forward to that being put in and signed here before the end of the year.
Meanwhile, Anderson says biodiesel producers are hopeful that the renewable fuel standard numbers due out from the Environmental Protection Agency at the end of this month will show some favorable changes to help grow the industry.
We've been working with EPA and showing them data and information that would bump those numbers up. They came out and said, you know, we want to bump them up by about 100 million gallons per year and kind of grow it more slowly. Our stance is, while the numbers weren't terrible, they needed to be more robust and grow it faster. And so what we're proposing is at least 2 billion by 2016 and 2.3 billion by 2017. That will allow the industry to grow at a pace that's sustainable and continue to provide biodiesel wherever it's used. We're confident that we can make some headway there, and we've been in contact with EPA all through the process. They respect our industry. We provide them with credible data and information. That's what they crave to formulate those numbers. And you're right, those will be announced soon. And then from that, we can move on and continue to grow the industry.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.